Extract 1.
No, I'd like to very much to be able to be a better musician. I like to play. I'm a very poor guitar player, and I like to plonk away on the piano. I'd like very much to be a better musician, but I think just for my pleasure, you know, or to be able to play music with other people, but not really to record it. I'm not sure that I really have a voice, if you like, or a sound of my own, or I don't know why I would be doing it. I don't want to do it just to have an album. Right. I'm not interested. But I think if you felt like this is my music and people should hear it, then I can understand.
Right.
But I wouldn't hold your breath. You never know. I don't know. I don't think so.
Extract 2.
Every production is different from the last. That's the truth of it. That's what's kind of brilliant about making films, is you never really have the same experience twice. I mean, the thing that has more effect, I suppose, is budget. The amount of money behind the film has a direct impact on how it feels on set. The other difference is accent. If you're is playing an American as opposed to playing in my own accent, but it's very rare that I would play in my own accent anyway. Sometimes I do.
Extract 3.
No, I quite liked it. I mean, I quite liked it. It was interesting because I didn't have. Usually, I have a dialect coach, and I didn't have one on this because I couldn't afford one. So I worked with a dialect coach, and then I was on my own. And it's very scary when you don't a dialect. It's a very interesting relationship with a dialect coach because you know that one person is in charge of your accent, and if they hear something that's wrong, they'll come in quietly and tell you, and they disappear again. But without one, it means the director's given you dialect notes, and the grip gives you dialect notes, and your other actors are going, "Oh, that sounded a bit." Suddenly, everybody, and you just go. You feel terribly at sea. It's horrible.
Extract 4.
When we came home, we had this sense of human beings being really supportive of one another. We really did. We have a tendency in Europe and America to think that this is what life is like, you know, that our way of life is the way of life. And our journeys took us really outside of that. And we met people who live a completely different way of life, a different kind of existence in the nomadic people in Mongolia or the Highlanders in Ethiopia. You know, people have got no concept of what our life is like. And so their kindness and the people who have the least seem to be the most generous.
Extract 5.
I've always ridden bikes since I was 18, 19. I've ridden motorcycles and it's my one main passion and hobby. And I've got a small collection of old motorcycles, and I like them as objects, and I like them as a means of transportation. I enjoy riding bikes very much. So I set about organising a trip with my friend Charlie Boorman, and we put our team together so that we could document it and film it.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Ahora, escuche de nuevo la grabación.
Extract 1.
No, I'd like to very much to be able to be a better musician. I like to play. I'm a very poor guitar player, and I like to plonk away on the piano. I'd like very much to be a better musician, but I think just for my pleasure, you know, or to be able to play music with other people, but not really to record it. I'm not sure that I really have a voice. If you like, or a sound of my own, or I don't know why I would be doing it. I don't want to do it just to have an album. Right. I'm not interested. But I think if you felt like this is my music and people should hear it, then I can understand.
Right.
But I wouldn't hold your breath. You never know. I mean, I don't know. I don't think so.
Extract 2.
Every production is different from the last. That's the truth of it. That's what's kind of brilliant about making films, is you never really have the same experience twice. I mean, the thing that has more effect, I suppose, is budget. The amount of money behind the film has a direct impact on how it feels on set. The other difference is accents. If you're playing an American as opposed to playing in my own accent, but it's very rare that I would play in my own accent anyway. Sometimes I do.
Extract 3.
No, I quite liked it. I mean, I quite liked it. It was interesting because I didn't have... Usually I have a dialect coach and I didn't have one on this because I couldn't afford one. So I worked with a dialect coach and then I was on my own. And it's very scary when you don't... A dialect... It's a very interesting relationship with a dialect coach because you know that one person is in charge of your accent. And if they hear something that's wrong, they'll come in quietly and tell you and they disappear again. But without one, it means the director's giving you dialect notes and the grip gives you dialect notes and your other actors are going, oh, that sounded a bit... Suddenly everybody... And you just go... You feel terribly at sea. It's horrible.
Extract 4.
When we came home, we had the sense of human beings being really supportive of one another. We really did. We have a tendency in Europe and America to think that this is what life is like, you know, that our way of life is the way of life. And our journeys took us really outside of that. And we met people who live a completely different way of life, a different kind of existence in the nomadic people in Mongolia or the Highlanders in Ethiopia. You know, people have got no concept of what our life is like. And so their kindness and the people who have the least seem to be the most generous.
Extract 5.
I've always ridden bikes since I was 18, 19. I've ridden motorcycles and it's my one main passion and hobby. And I've got a small collection of old motorcycles and I like them as objects and I like them as a means of transportation. I enjoy riding bikes very much. So I set about organising a trip with my friend Charlie Boorman and we put our team together so that we could document it and film it.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Ahora, escuche de nuevo la grabación.
Extract 1.
No, I'd like to very much to be able to be a better musician. I like to play. I'm a very poor guitar player and I like to plonk away on the piano. I'd like very much to be a better musician, but I think just for my pleasure, you know, or to be able to play music with other people, but not really to record it. I'm not sure that I really have a voice, if you like, or a sound of my own, or I don't know why I would be doing it. I don't want to do it just to have an album. Right. I'm not interested. But I think if you felt like this is my music and people should hear it, then I can understand.
Right.
But I wouldn't hold your breath. You never know. I mean, I don't know. I don't think so.
Extract 2.
Every production is different from the last. That's the truth of it. That's what's kind of brilliant about making films is there's never... You never really have the same experience twice. I mean, the thing that has more effect, I suppose, is budget. The amount of money behind the film has a direct impact on how it feels on set. The other difference is accents. If you're playing an American as opposed to playing in my own accent, but it's very rare that I would play in my own accent anyway. Sometimes I do.
Extract 3.
No, I quite liked it. I mean, I quite liked it. It was interesting because I didn't have, usually I have a dialect coach and I didn't have one on this because I couldn't afford one. So I worked with a dialect coach and then I was on my own. And it's very scary when you don't, a dialect, it's a very interesting relationship with a dialect coach because you know that that one person is in charge of your accent. And if they hear something that's wrong, they'll come in quietly and tell you and they disappear again. But without one, it means the director's giving you dialect notes and the grip gives you dialect notes and your other actors are going, oh, that sounded a bit... Suddenly everybody, and you just go, you feel terribly at sea. It's horrible.
Extract 4.
When we came home, we had this sense of human beings being really supportive of one another. We really did. We think of... We have a tendency in Europe and America to think that this is what life is like, you know, that our way of life is the way of life. And our journeys took us really outside of that, and we met people who live a completely different way of life, a different kind of existence, in the nomadic people in Mongolia or the Highlanders in Ethiopia. You know, people have got no concept of what our life is like, and so their kindness and the people who have the least seem to be the most generous.
Extract 5.
I've always ridden bikes since I was 18, 19. I've ridden motorcycles and It's my one main passion and hobby, and I've got a small collection of old motorcycles, and I like them as objects, and I like them as a means of transportation. I enjoy riding bikes very much. So I set about organising a trip with my friend Charlie Boorman, and we put our team together so that we could document it and film it.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Este es el final de la tarea.